The government shutdown has taken a toll on the U.S. immigration system. Most courts are closed. That's backlogging more than 800,000 asylum cases. But in San Bernardino County, activists say that not much has changed for the immigrant community. KVCR's Danielle Fox has more.
While many immigration courts are closed, there's one exception. Courts that operate in immigration detention centers, which hold people pending deportation. Lisbeth Ablin, who works with the Inland Coalition for Immigrant Justice, says most of the people facing court cases in San Bernardino County are in a detention center.
Folks here in the Inland Empire, most of them that have the court dates, they are in the detention center of Adelanto. Their court hearings are still, it goes like business as usual. They're not being postponed.
The government shutdown has also shut down E-Verify, a federal program that's supposed to prevent immigrants from working illegally. But Ablin says that hasn't encouraged more people to apply for jobs, because if they were to get hired, they'd have to fill out the I-9, providing their residency or citizenship status.
So they still would have to provide verification. That's why many folks that don't have that verification are not applying.
Overall, she says the shutdown is pretty much business as usual. For KVCR News, I'm Danielle Fox.